the rest of the story. This is for golfers and for their patient spouses and children and friends who listen to tediously detailed reconstructions and try to care. Some real-life golf stories have become classics. British golfers will remember forever one Irish Open championship at Mamaroneck, the last round of which was played despite a howling, heather-flattening wind off the Irish Sea. The tournament was won by an intrepid golfer named Harry Ball, who vanquished his opponents by keeping his ball low to the ground, under the wind, playing the entire final round with one club, a 3-degree lofted putter. Jack Nicklaus says his three greatest shots were not long drives, long putts, or holes in one, that his greatest were the carefully engineered trouble shots, which salvaged a bogey. And there was that day in Leeds, England in 1974. The golfer involved was Nigel Denham, and his is the rest of the story. It was the English Amateur Stroke Play Championship being played at Moortown Golf Club. Nigel Denham, leading, adrenaline flowing, overcooked his approach shot on the final 18th hole. The ball flew the green, bounced on a paved pathway, caromed through the open door of the clubhouse, and smacked into a wall, and finally came to rest on the floor of the bar. On the floor of the clubhouse lounge. Now what? A hurried consultation relating to local rules revealed that the Moortown clubhouse was not out of bounds. It was, however, an obstruction from which no relief was possible. Mr. Denham's choice was to forfeit the hole in the match or play the ball, as they say, where it lies. With a stiff upper lip, he chose the latter. He was asked to remove his spikes before entering the clubhouse bar. So in sock feet, he started moving furniture after tables and chairs and two dozen half-inebriated Englishmen were moved out of the way. Denham had room to swing. He then opened the window overlooking the 18th green. With a smart chip through the window, his ball landed on the green 12 feet from the pin. Well, the bar patrons erupted with huzzas and exultations and a fresh pint all around. Now Mr. Denham was within easy reach of victory, except officials on the scene, members of the Rules of Golf Committee of the Royal and Ancient, etc., etc., conferred and concurred. Nigel Denham had indeed demonstrated creativity, pluck, and luck. But, quote, no golfer may remove or alter an integral part of any immovable obstruction. That's what the rule book said. No golfer may remove or alter an integral part of any immovable obstruction. No, moving the man-made furniture, that was permissible. But under the rules, it's not allowable to alter an integral part of an immobile obstruction. And accordingly, Mr. Nigel Denham would have to be penalized 2 strokes. And thus did he lose the hole and lose the tournament because he had altered an integral part of an immobile obstruction by opening the clubhouse window. And now you know the rest of the story.